Trevor Hall here with Mining Stock Daily, back on the Investor Exchange floor in the booth with Integra Resources. Integra Resources is traded on the TSX Venture with the symbol ITR and also on the US OTC market with IRRZF. And we got a special guest from Integra, Josh Surface, investor relations for the company. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Trevor, how are you? I'm doing well.
So you guys have a long history of doing some pretty innovative stuff. You know, Disrupt Mining has linkages and foundations that, you know, I was fortunate enough to sit with you. What's it like to come back to this conference every year?
Oh, it's always an honor to come back, and, you know, I think this is our eighth or something year in a row. It's always good to see familiar faces, and this year certainly is a bit different. So obviously we're coming off a couple rough years in the resource market, and it's nice to see for the first time a lot more generous funds taking an interest in the space. We're fully booked for meetings all week, which is always a nice thing. And, you know, it just seems like there's a little bit more momentum, a little bit more energy on the trade floor this year than it has been the last couple.
So what's been the conversations like with your projects, the Delamar project up in Idaho and Florida Mountain. Couple acquisitions with War Eagle and then Black Sheep. Was it Black Sheep a couple weeks ago? So it seems like the land packages you're acquiring are definitely, you're increasing the land size. What's next?
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to change the mentality of everyone's always thought of these two deposits as standalones, and what we're showing with these big acquisitions around the property is that this is much more of a district play, and it's going to be supported by the resource and the economics at Delamar and Florida Mountain, certainly. But there's a lot of really interesting targets that, you know, were mined in some cases in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and also just some targets where when you walk through there, you can understand that this is, you know, a low sulfidation epithermal with some high-grade potential. So the year for us is going to be a busy one. We're going to do another 21,000 meters of drilling, roughly. That'll kind of be on the back of the 20,000 meters we finished last year. And then we'll update the resource estimate on both, just on the Delamar project. But importantly, we'll be pulling in the Sullivan Gulch area, which is an area that was never mined historically by Kinross, and we identified it through IP. And we've just been getting some incredible hits of, you know, 100, 150 meters plus of a gram and a half to 2 gram material. So that'll all be rolled into a resource in Q2, and then we will feed that into a PEA in the second half of the year and really start to understand the economics of the project. I know. You know well that we just hired an engineer, Tim Arnold, from Pershing Gold, and we really brought him on because we thought it was time to have someone kind of lead us into that PEA study, feed the reports in, and also just give us an understanding of how this is all going to tie together in a production scenario.
This is Mining Stock Daily, so let's talk about the share price. It's, you know, it's been flat, a little bit up, a little bit down over the last few weeks. What's the trading activity been like on your end, and what's going to be a catalyst that maybe moves this thing forward?
You know, we have a lot of drill results coming from Sullivan Gulch, and, you know, I think we're back in a market that appreciates some nice, good exploration drill results. So we're drilling 5,500 meters in that area, so we'll have a lot of drill results over the next couple months. Certainly the stock's kind of been holding in the 80-cent range, which, you know, we're quite happy with. Everyone that's coming to our financings at this point is either up or flat, which in this market is a bit of a win. So I think really what's going to move that is drill results, and then hopefully we'll get a nice revaluation on the resource.
That's it, Josh. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for supporting Mining Stock Daily.
Yeah, absolutely. We love the podcast.
Cheers. Back here on the Investors Exchange floor at PDAC 2019, I have Paul West Sells of Western Copper and Gold. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and NYSE American with the symbol WRN. Paul, nice to chat with you again. And since the last time we spoke, we did a big in-depth interview a couple weeks ago when the gold price was really starting to move up. And since then, we must have cursed the market, and it's down below $1,300. How does, you know, is the sentiment towards the project still the same now that we're kind of back below that $1,300, even at the same time we've seen copper even move up a little bit? So what's questions been like with the spot price of those two metals and the project itself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that In terms of Western Copper and Gold, I mean, you know, people say, well, why do you buy the shares? And I say there's two reasons why you buy the shares. You buy it because we tend to trade with copper. And I think the copper, I mean, the mid-term and long-term copper stories are very, very good. I think the short-term copper story is looking pretty good here as well. And we've seen all this week copper try to break out of $3, break above $3 a pound. I mean, I think it's $2.97 today. I think it will. I think when that happens, you're going to see all copper stocks that are leveraged to copper price let costs go up. The other reason you buy us is because, I mean, it's a big copper gold deposit. Certainly, they're in favor now again with these, particularly on the gold space, with these big mergers. And we're talking to a lot of different guys, and you know, we partner this or sell it, and you know, make a big return.
The mega mergers, the saga still continues. Obviously, this week we heard Newmont saying that they would not even accept Barrick's offer, but there was a little caveat there. It sounds like the door's still open to kind of amalgamate the Nevada assets, right? Yes. So that would mean a lot of projects in Nevada that are not necessarily tied with Barrick or Newmont would be pretty hot on the market. Could you ever foresee something similar like that happening in the Yukon?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, and a conversation that I didn't expect to be having as much as I've been having here on the floor here at PDAC is, you know, when we look at the district and, you know, we've got a slide in our corporate presentation that shows, you know, we've got Goldcorp and the Coffee Project we border them. You know, we've got our large, copper gold project. You've got White Gold that's had a lot of exploration success on the other side of us. And so, again, you look at that whole district. And, I mean, this is, you know, like Nevada, these are things that are fairly close together. We're talking tens of kilometers, not hundreds of kilometers. And that's a district that's sort of pretty exciting. And it's earlier stage, and there's, you know, the coffee project, 2 million ounces. I mean, White Gold, it's just some exploration stuff. We're obviously sort of right now the crown jewel in that area, but it's an exciting district if you look at it as a district scale. And I think that what we're going to see, and we're already seeing with this discussion between Newmont and Barrick, is that people can say, how do we optimize a district to make money? And, you know, the mining industry needs to look at doing things differently, I mean, going forward, and this is one of the ways in which I think it will do it.
Well, it's pretty interesting because obviously the provincial government of Yukon definitely supports not only Western Copper and Gold, but many of the big projects up there in the province. What does that support mean for a company like you that, you know, you're in the middle of permitting, there's a couple of hurdles that need to get moving, but ultimately you're looking for that partner to come in and really push it to the next level. But what does having something like a Yukon Mining Alliance mean to those potential partnerships that could happen down the road?
Yeah, I mean, the government support that we've had in the Yukon has been absolutely tremendous. And, you know, it's been through good times and bad times, and I think that's what's been most important. And so when, you know, markets were really bad 5 years ago, and when they sort of recovered a bit in 2016 and you started to see things go up, that's when Goldcorp came in and bought Kaminak. And then a year later, we have Victoria Gold, you know, raising $500 million of capital to build a mine. So it's the advantage of that government support through thick and thin to allow us to go out and support the projects and make sure that the interest is in there that's been good. The other big support, of course, we've had from the government is the infrastructure package that was announced by the Prime Minister about a year and a half ago now. And, you know, I talked with the Yukon government here at the show and, you know, been talking to them for a while. They expect to be breaking ground on at least our road. The other roads are at different stages, but the road to our mine, which was part of that infrastructure package, they expect to be breaking ground this year.
Oh, that's really interesting. Are there other things that you've learned while you've been attending the PDAC this year that you didn't know you were going to be direct benefit of?
Yeah, no, exactly. Unfortunately, no one came and gave me a whole bunch of money yet. But, I sort of knew that it was, you know, coming, but it was good to sort of see, you know, them say, you know, we're likely going to be breaking ground this year on that. So, and to actually hear, you know, a senior government official actually sort of say that they're pretty good about not saying that unless it's going to happen, right? So,
thanks again, and we'll catch you again another time.
All right, thank you.
That's Paul Westells from Western Copper and Gold. which trades on the TSX and NYSE American with the symbol WRN.
Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.